It's the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Later in the hour, we're going to spend some time with Ryan Mason, who's going to tell us about a fascinating drink concept. And the reason that I'm fascinated by it is not only how bad it tastes and how successful
kombucha.
It is.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's
horrible.
Meredith drinks this stuff like
it's like apple cider vinegar to me. It's
right.
Like
that's
vinegar.
It's supposed to be really good.
No, she brought this stuff home, and I took one swig of it, and I looked at it. But she likes drinking. And if people like it, we'll find out. Anyway, we'll get the story behind the story of this.
Bet you guys can't wait for that now.
Later on, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, the idea of the stories beyond Good Day, focusing on stories from all of us, thinking about what it is that motivates you to do whatever it is in your life, perhaps better. How are you at making commitments? Richie?
I don't know. I guess I'm pretty good.
What does that mean?
I think I keep my word.
What about you, Jennifer?
I know.
I'm not worried about you. You keep your word.
So if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I do it.
That's another way of looking at a commitment. Yep, that's good. What about you, Jennifer? Commitments.
Very good at commitments in every aspect of my life except for love. But if I commit to any of you three, I'm on it.
All right.
Yeah, when it comes to relationships, I'm the one girl guy.
Oh boy. And so am I. How about Roberta? What about
you?
Well,
that doesn't mean I don't. I'm just not good at, like, commitment. That's all.
Right. No,
it just doesn't mean I'm going to be bad.
Well, if we're talking about love, yeah. What about you, Roberta?
Outside of relationships, I am rather reluctant to make commitments because my life is always in such a state of flux. So afraid of saying that, oh yeah, I'll be there that day, and then it turns up that I can't be there.
Right.
So I'm usually, I kind of like say, well, if I can, I will. You know, I really try not to be too definitive about anything.
Let's take the word commitment and use it in a different way. And I think what I want to do is turn it around for a moment and have us think about commitments when you care about something and you want to have it result, you're doing something, a project, let's say, and you want a given result. I think most people who focus on something, like I'm thinking of if you're building a boat, let's say, and it's a lot of work. I think about going into the cellar at Jethro. What's his name on NCIS? What's his last name?
Character's name?
Gibbs. Yeah.
Mark Harmon?
Bodie.
Yeah, Gibbs. So he's building that boat in the cellar. Imagine what commitment it would take to do that. Have you ever done anything like that where you've had to stay with a project, and maybe it's the same whether it's relationships or whether it's a project, but staying with it? If you've dreamed about something and you want it to come true, it requires a commitment. If you have the courage to pursue a person, a thing, an idea, you must be committed. And the intensity of the application of your energy so that you turn that dream or possibility, whatever it is, into reality, is something to behold when you see someone who has a very strong desire to do something. There is an externalization. The idea of, okay, I'm going to take action on this. Taking an idea and making it a concrete fact, building something, or if you want to go to relationships, making the relationship work. Desire is an amazing thing, I find. What a great word it is, too, isn't it? Desire, commitment, both of them are great words. And if you have the desire, then you commit to something, you'll get it done. I think that is really, you know, you have to have a number of things. But if you have desire and you have the commitment, then you're capable of getting the job done, whatever the job is. If you don't have enough desire, if your desire is weak, you get weak results. I mean, that's really the way it boils down. You gotta, maybe this is the analogy. I have a big fireplace in my eating room in the house on the farm. And, Richie, you've seen it. Jennifer, did you ever come into my house? Mm-hmm. You didn't come into that.
Never been inside the house.
It's
just
the one that Brendan
outside.
Almost burned down
the house
with.
Down. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
But so, I think it's cute you call it the eating room.
It is. It's what it is. The eating room.
I know.
Now,
it's so
well,
funny.
We eat in the big room now. But anyway, I oftentimes, at this time of year, I fill it up with paper. I burn all my paper in anyway. But this time of year, there's boxes and things.
How toxic that is.
I'm getting rid of them. It's better than having a shredder. Anyway. The idea
why don't you recycle it?
Of putting a little match to a big pile of anything and expecting that. You know how the flame is so small on a match? Ever think about that? Look at how small that flame is. And you put it on a piece of paper and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you use that as an analogy, think about how small the first form of fire is, and then as it gets bigger, how much heat it produces, or how much light it produces, how much power it produces, whatever it is. But it goes from little to bigger, to bigger, to bigger, to biggest. And that's what desire, I think, is all about. You start with a small desire, and then you get to know the situation, and you want more and more and more. I believe if you want it, you can have it. And I think that if there's no other phrase that you stay with today, if you want it, you can have it. Everybody on board with that? If you want it, you can have it. It may take you a while, but if you're really committed to it, that's like I said to, I think it's to you, Richie, I remember saying it to, I actually say it to a lot of people now because I've learned that it works. When you go to bed, you got something that you want to accomplish, have that image in your mind as you go to sleep. Go to sleep giving thanks for your life and all the wonderful things that are in it, and hold a thought with a picture of what it is that you want for tomorrow or whenever it is. Hold on to that thought. And I think you'll have a hard time not accomplishing it. You have that desire. So if that helps you, I hope it does. That's cool. It's 14 after the hour. Here's something else that'll help you. If you're a man and you're confused about all these new testosterone products, because everybody wants to boost their free testosterone. It gets your blood work when you have your annual physical and shows your testosterone at 250. And you know, that's not going to help anything. It's important for all kinds of events in your life. Enhancing your ability to exercise, for example. The secret here is that boosting free testosterone and using nitric oxide at the same time makes you experience something you've never had before. I can tell you that because I've done it. I'm using T-Gen with Nitro Boost, and you can too. Nitric oxide is something that your body needs to improve blood flow, and it stands to reason all these other things are going to happen because blood is the source of life. All these ingredients have been clinically shown to naturally raise your testosterone level, and boosting nitric oxide is good for getting the blood around. That's what you want to do. That's why you want to try and use T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Call 800-631-6443 and mention Doug Steffen. You get it at half price. 800-631-6443. So let me tell you, it's better performance, 50% off, 90-day money-back guarantee, 800-631-6443.
Hot chocolate sticking to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst the berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Have you been thinking of a way to make this Valentine's Day extra special? Well, here's an idea for the perfect finishing touch to any Valentine's Day plans. Gourmet, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. No matter what else you have planned, these gourmet dipped strawberries will make it the perfect Valentine's Day. Imagine the smile on her face when just when she thinks you're out of surprises, you top off her amazing day with a box of juicy, delicious gourmet strawberries. They're freshly dipped in white and milk chocolatey goodness and then covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And because we want this day to be unforgettable for both of you, we're offering our decadent gourmet berries starting at $19.99. That's right, $19.99. But don't wait, because Valentine's Day is next week and this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 800. That's berries.com, secret code 800.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're getting it done here, 18 after the hour. Doug's good day. Who's here? Is it Jennifer who's going to do her story first?
Jennifer had the King Richard, and I had Twitter stuff.
Go with Twitter. Go with Twitter.
Can I go with Twitter?
Yes, because Richard III is going to take a little longer.
Okay. Maybe. All right, so we can do this quickly.
Well, Richard III, they found his skull, and they found the DNA, and so what's the big deal?
Under
story?
A parking lot, though. It's pretty.
Story's over.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Let's
game over.
So during the blackout the other day during the Super Bowl, some big brand companies took advantage of the outage to have a little fun on Twitter, and some of them paid off pretty good. So, for example, Oreo.
Pretty well.
Pretty well. Yeah. Oreo posted a tweet that said, "No problem, you can still dunk in the dark."
What'd they call it? The blackout bowl?
The blackout bowl.
Yeah.
And the tweet was retweeted 10,000 times.
Oh, good.
Wow.
And it's pretty interesting to see that these advertising and marketing agencies for these big companies have a live team there doing these big events.
And so smart, that they can creative,
make,
obviously.
Right. And they can. There's a cast of 10 marketers there. They came up with graphics and a tagline, and they put it out there within 10 minutes.
That's fast, huh?
Yeah, because they were all out
wow.
there. So here are some of the tweets that some of the companies put out there during the outage. Geico says, "Well, it looks like we've all got 15 minutes after all."
That's a good line.
Let me see. 5-Hour Energy, the drink, said, "It's going to be a late night. Stay up for it." Super Bowl blackout. Let's see. Carbonite says, turns out backup plans matter.
Uh-huh.
Hot Pockets says, 15 to 20 minutes for the lights to warm up. A Hot Pocket takes 3 minutes to warm up. You do the math.
Yeah.
Let's see. Colgate Smile says, "At least your smile will be bright." Let me see. Star Trek, "We swear we had nothing to do with this. You'll like our Into the Darkness way better." Amish Country, I guess it's a magazine, says, "Has that whole electricity thing working out for you?"
Hey, put Amish guys on Twitter.
And MonsterCareer.com. Monster.com says, "Because on Monday morning, at least one person will need us.
That's true. Yeah. I thought it was interesting that the people in New Orleans knew that this could happen. They were given a report in October.
Right. There you go.
I know.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. So that's a good story. Richie, 21 after on Good Day.
Valentine's Day is
next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after on Beyond Good Day, Doug Steffen's Good Day Gang. Roberta Fasanelli next up after, Richie had his story. That was a good story. And I told somebody to put things into perspective, hopefully. And now there's Jen, who's waiting in the wings after Roberta with a story. The Jennifer story, I can't wrap myself around, but the rest of them folks
we like it, but Doug hasn't.
Doug's really not into finding
skull.
500-year-old skull.
Whatever it is, yeah.
King at that.
Yeah, I don't. How do they know it's a king? They find a skull with a crown
DNA
on it?
DNA testing, hello.
Yeah, duh.
But it's okay. Let's talk about Roberta's story first.
They matched up battle scars.
All right, so how would they, but under the circumstances, what would make them think it was the king?
Well, first of all, the way they knew just by looking is that he had a twisted spine, which Richard III had some sort of disease. They don't know what it was, but he was originally
scoliosis.
5 foot. They don't know.
They called him the Hunchback King, didn't they?
Right. He was originally 5 foot 8, but he was much smaller by the time, which is really tall for medieval times, but he was much smaller and hunched over by the time he died. So they were able to see clearly that his spine was kind of twisted, and then they matched up some battle scars, and then they were able to find someone in his lineage, basically, that they were able to do DNA testing on and confirm that it was Richard III.
Imagine Charles leading the charge to anything.
I always like Charles in charge.
Right, yeah. Maybe to the polo match.
Yeah. Well, you know the person that killed him is Henry VII, who was a tutor.
Right.
Right.
The tutor
which
English?
Makes me laugh because tutor.
And King Richard was the House of York.
Right.
Yes. And, yeah. And
like the
so
Shrewsbury and sandwich debate.
But how are we? How did I steal Roberta? Now I feel like
that's
I
okay. Go ahead.
Remember.
No. Go ahead. Anyway. Go ahead. I love
this
story.
What's really cool is that they've been looking for him for a really, really long time. Like this whole society. There's a society of Richard the. We totally twisted this on you. You can check your email if you want, Doug.
I'm going to go back and look at the farmer video of the day at Doug Steffen.
I love this history stuff. It's so cool. Yeah.
Is that they had set up this society. I mean, they've been looking for this guy for years and years and years and years and years. And so when they started digging it up, this is by the Great Friars Church, they started digging up this parking lot. They found him just dumped in this little... Under a parking lot with this little grave that was a little bit too small to hold his body. He was very torn up.
So he had no feet.
Yeah. He had no head. I mean, they actually, the reason, the way he died, they had cut his head off. Then there was another injury to his skull. And what they're looking at, by the way his body was placed, is that they actually, after they killed him in battle, they carried him back by horse and then dumped him here. And they obviously were probably making fun of him. They stabbed his body a few times. This is already mm-hmm. after he died.
Yeah.
What's interesting is Shakespeare had always talked about saying that he gave him this line, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. And what they're saying is it looks like it is pretty consistent with Shakespeare's account of this, that he was without a horse when he was killed. Amazing that they can find all this up by just digging up a parking lot and finding a bag of bones. Isn't that crazy?
Huh. Yeah, it's fascinating.
The fact that he was under a car park was just
I know,
amazing.
All this time. He had a stab through his right buttock and into his pelvis. He had his, which means that they had sort of taken his...
Good. Yeah.
What? They had taken his armor off.
Ah. Right.
Well,
right.
He didn't have a horse.
You know what I find fascinating about all this? And when you walk around
Nothing.
Rome, when you walk around Rome...
We need
you
to get your daughter on the phone. Before. She'd think this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That all of this history lies underneath what they're walking around today. And it's not like England or Italy or has been like deserted for hundreds of years and then people came back. Like, they just built over history.
Right.
Over the course of history.
Not layers. Not anymore.
And then over the course of 100 years, somebody goes, oh, I forgot that this was there. Like a king buried under a parking lot.
Where's Joni Mitchell when we need her?
Yeah. Pay paradise and pay
put
the
up a
king and put
lot.
Up a parking lot.
Tear down paradise, build up a parking lot.
They're going to give him a proper burial now, from what I understand.
They're going to build a little monument.
Ridiculous.
They didn't do it before because they argued that he wasn't really a king because of the way he died.
All right, those of you who like to drink kombucha, want to find out where it comes from? If you like kombucha, you'll like what's next here on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
If you have gout, then think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about. Think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, we're going to meet the man responsible for kombucha. And kombucha.
It is the new thing, that's for sure. Or maybe it's the new old thing. How's that?
Taboo.
Huh?
Taboo. It's the name of the company, I think, that makes kombucha.
Not to be confused with Taibo, which
Taibo,
is the
right.
All right, anyway. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, I always love to tell these stories about companies that start from nothing. What great inspirational stories they are and come up with a national brand, a recognizable national brand out of nothing. It's great stuff. Meanwhile, at the social media desk, here she is, reporting for duty, Jennifer Horn, who's got her eye on some of our stay healthy tips, Jen.
I do, actually. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and don't forget when you're there to check out Dr. Jay Kumar's post about love being a frequency. Are you tuned in? This is about new medical research that begins to affirm the healing power of love. And this is interesting because it's the connection between your heart and your immune system. So very appropriate for this segment of the Good Day Show. Over at on our Facebook page as well, we are celebrating Alamine because it's helping to keep us healthy during cold and flu season. And we're giving away a 60-day supply of Alamine to you if you tell us what your favorite comfort food is when you're sick. Now, we've had some good ones so far, and this one was way too cute. So today's winner is kind of a co-winner situation, Debbie Bennett and Phil Fiaro. They are, I believe, married because Debbie said homemade chicken soup is her favorite go-to comfort food. Phil said Debbie's homemade chicken soup, and then Debbie responded back on her Facebook page saying, uh-oh, he's sick. I've got to make him a pot. So I think it's really cute. She had to make Phil a pot of her homemade chicken soup. So I'm giving them both a 60-day supply of Alamune to stay healthy.
Really? Aren't you clever? You're
Isn't
giving
that
it
cool,
to
though? Is it? Well, wow. Yeah, of course. This I get great. To pick. I'm in all control here, buddy.
Would you like a free month of Alimmune? This is a great product. Helps boost your immune system so you feel great, stay great. You want it now. This time of year, vitamin C is good. Alimmune is twice as good. 800-458-0173. There's no gimmick. There's no snatchy, catchy thing to this. It's just 1 month free. You pay shipping and handling. 800-458-0173. Or go online to 57more.com. That's in honor of the percentage of people that stay healthy from colds taking Alimmune every day. 57more.com for your free one-month gift of Alimmune. Try the product or 800-458-0173.
Hot chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't, because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Health. All right, let's talk about health. Let's talk about what you drink and eat to stay healthy. How many of you raise your hands so you can say, I have had kombucha?
I.
I have not. No. I had something that sounded like kombucha, but I went to the doctor and got a shot for it.
Fine. Very good.
Nice.
All right. I've had it, and the lady that I care about in my life likes it, so I get it for her. She introduced me to it, and it was a nice experience. But I can't tell you, Ryan Mason, it would be something that I drink all the time, but maybe you're going to convert me. Ryan Mason is the vice president of Makana Beverages, and I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing all of this correctly. It's Tebu Kombucha Organic Tea, right?
Correct.
All right.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a good story. It's a great American story. It's about, I was talking, I don't know if you heard me a few minutes ago, we were talking about brands and how some people out of nothing, and I think I was paying tribute to you and your company, out of nothing you create a national brand. Pretty much everybody knows, whether they like it or they don't like it, what kombucha is. And so I guess it traces its beginnings back to Hawaii. Is that right?
Yeah, that's where we started. You know, I surf, my wife does yoga, and a lot of people in that community were drinking this stuff called kombucha. And the first time I tried it, I kind of had the same reaction as you. I was like, what is this? You know, it's a little tough to get down.
Yeah.
But, you know, I finished the bottle, and then about 10 minutes later, I'm like, you know, I'm feeling pretty good here. Mm-hmm. Besides the taste, I really like the health benefits, and it's the first thing I drank, you know, besides beer or an alcoholic beverage. It makes you feel good and helps you relax.
All right, so here you go, Richie. There's your entree. Help yourself.
There you go.
Yeah. We kind of set out to make it taste good, to kind of broaden the market. And, you know, people drink something for three reasons. They enjoy the way it tastes, they enjoy the way it makes them feel, or they do it just because it's healthy for them and they should be drinking it.
All right, so there's two out of three reasons.
Accomplish all three.
Yeah, but how do you with that? I mean, you said you didn't like it when you first. Is it? I don't like beer, frankly, and I don't drink alcohol. I don't like the taste of much of it. Is it an acquired taste? Or is it something that out of the box, some of the people that you've experienced, because this is a drink that's been in Hawaii for a long, long time, right? In essence?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a fermented tea, so it has a little bit of an acquired taste. But, I mean, before we put a bottle on the shelf, we spent about a year and a half just making the stuff for ourselves and drinking it, and we still had our full-time jobs. And we just made it for ourselves to make it taste good because we enjoyed drinking it. And we really kind of perfected the recipe, and from day one, that's been our goal, to make it taste good. And we never cut any corners on the ingredients we use or the process. And I think we take a little more time and effort in how we make it. Mm-hmm. And that really shows in the end result. So you get a cold, carbonated, you know, refreshing beverage instead of a bottle of vinegar.
All right. So this is something, the name, your name, your trade name is Tebu. Kombucha is the general term for this kind of a beverage, because there are different origins, I guess, or different ingredients to some of the kombucha. Is that right?
Yeah, there's different brands. Kombucha is kind of interesting. It's this ancient tea-based beverage that's kind of been rediscovered the last 5-10 years. And then the Boo, our line, is a new exciting beverage that basically tastes as good as it makes you feel. Whereas some other ones might make you feel good, but, you know, you don't really enjoy tasting it.
Well, in terms of getting beyond the taster, I mean, there are things you can put in here as long as you don't spoil it. The idea is to drink something that's healthy. So you wouldn't add corn starch to it. What is that?
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, you wouldn't put that in it. You wouldn't put sugar. You wouldn't put anything in it. This is a drink that gets down to the real nitty-gritty. And isn't that the way a lot of other drinks start, and then they get sort of bastardized by people who want to make it more popular, so make the taste better, they think. And it doesn't really work. And I'm sort of thinking about a conversation Richie and I had a while ago about his children. Ryan Mason is here, who's the vice president of Makana Beverages. We're talking about Tebu Kombucha Organic Tea and how it gets started, and the name kombucha. If you expose your children early on to the right things, again, using this as an example, the battle's over, because they don't know any differently. They'll like vegetables, or they'll like fruits, or they'll like something like this, because you haven't introduced them to anything different. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I would agree 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Keep thinking that.
Why?
I mean, my kids, you know, were basically started out on smashed peas and everything, so, you know, but anyway. You know, I think the neat thing about this, and really what this makes me realize, is how we have catered to the taste of something and putting chemicals in it, no matter what kind of food it is, and to see something that's raw and natural. And that's one of the reasons I try to drink more green tea. Mm-hmm. So seeing something like this on the shelf, you know, I would certainly pick it up and give it a try, because, you know, every other thing has the high fructose corn syrup or whatever it is to make it taste good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really where you are in this. It's really, it isn't about taste, it's about health. That was Andrea over here, because she was talking earlier about exercising and how sometimes it's not fun to exercise, but what you get out of it is good. Are they all the same flavor, Ryan?
Right, are there different flavors?
No, we have four different flavors. They're all made with organic tea bases. The lavender is made with lavender tea. It's an organic lavender tea, and the flavor actually comes from the lavender petals in itself. It's kind of a zesty lemon lime flavor. We've got a melon. It's like a honeydew melon. That's also an organic green tea base. And then our other flavors are tropical, which has got like some dried hibiscus and mango and passion fruit in the tea itself. That one's a black tea base. And then tangerine's our newest flavor. It's kind of interesting because you open the bottle, not only does it taste like kind of the tangerine effervescence, but it also has that smell when you open the bottle, like when you peel open a tangerine. So that's been doing really well.
So can I ask a question about the effervescence? Uh-huh. Because one of the things I notice, I actually have someone who makes me kombucha, just a home, you know, like a home brew. And one of the things I've noticed is it's really high pressure. Is your products, are they very, do you have to be careful when you open them, or are they a little safer than the home brewed variety?
Yeah, no, that's another aspect of the business that we tried to attack from the beginning. Some kombuchas will literally explode on you because they're so hypercarbonated, because if you leave it at room temperature, it's a living beverage. It'll continue to carbonate in the bottle. So what we do, one of the processes we do is we actually chill the product, stop the fermentation before we even bottle it. So we do a cold carbonation in a bright tank, the same way you carbonate beer. So, you know, not only do you want to sell a great tasting product, but we also want a consistent carbonation.
One that won't explode on you when you open it.
Exactly. That's always a bonus.
And is there a percentage of alcohol because of the fermentation?
We have a proprietary process that controls that. Okay. And we do regular alcohol testing, so we're well below the 0.5 limit that you would, you know, that you would need to have.
Well, you know, if you let it go up a little bit, I'd even be more inclined to take this.
Yeah. All right, so check out the website. There's a Facebook page, Twitter as well. You're actually looking for Tebu, T-H-E-B-U, is that correct?
Yeah.
Or you go
the
to
website is Tebu Kombucha. You can just type in the boo, T-H-E-B-U, into Google, and it'll take you to our website page. Or you can always call us at the office line, 805-278-1100. We'll answer any questions you have.
Let's have some fun. Have a drink. Ryan
Very
Mason.
Cool. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, it sounds actually quite good. Thank you, Ryan. Good to have you here.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what
what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
Tax, if you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Hostage crisis in Alabama is over. The boy is saved. The kidnapper dead. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It was a hostage drama that played out over the course of a week in Midland City, Alabama. A man boarded a school bus, fatally shooting the driver, and then grabbing a 5-year-old boy, holding him hostage in an underground bunker. The man identified as Jimmy Lee Dykes. Negotiators communicated with him through a pipe, with authorities lowering medicine, comfort food, coloring books, and toys down a ventilation shaft into the bunker. The boy reportedly has autism. Yesterday, the hostage situation came to a sudden conclusion.
Negotiations deteriorated, and Mr. Dykes was observed holding a gun. At this point, FBI agents, fearing the child was in imminent danger, entered the bunker and rescued the child.
That's FBI Special Agent Steve Richardson, who said the boy seems to be all right.
The child appears physically unharmed and is being treated at a local hospital. The subject is deceased.
The FBI hasn't released any details on just how Jimmy Lee Dykes was killed. There were reports of gunfire and an explosion in the area. Brian Martin is a neighbor of Dykes. He said he's spoken to him on a couple of occasions and thought Dykes was a bit strange, but never expected anything like this could happen in his town.
Nothing happened like this around here ever. Not that I know of.
Again, the boy who was abducted was rescued safely and is being checked out at a nearby hospital. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You sick
of dating psychos.
I can't wait to eat you. Meet you.
And ugly people?
Mm.
I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are abdominally rated, and they all have jobs. Plus, the ex-con cross-reference makes sure I don't cry myself to sleep on Valentine's Day. There's so much man candy.
But do they have all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Maybe that's why Sears is number one in appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On Wall Street, the market's hitting a speed bump to start the new work week. The Dow yesterday down 130 points, slipping below the 14,000 level, closing at 13,880. S&P down 17 points. NASDAQ slipped 48. Crude oil prices also down, $1.60 a barrel, finishing up at $96.17. President Obama plans to sit down with some CEOs today to lay out his plan for immigration reform and deficit reduction. The White House telling us the meeting will include Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs and Marissa Meyer from Yahoo. How about putting some cakes on the griddle? IHOP looking to raise $3 million for charity today. It's National Pancake Day. More than 1,500 IHOPs across the country will give out a free stack of pancakes for this event. We'll be encouraged to make a contribution to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital or other charities. IHOP says all donations will be used to help sick children. Today marks the 8th National Pancake Day. And finally, back to Super Bowl 47.
Super Bowl! Super Bowl!
Baltimore Raven fans still celebrating their big win. Anything you'd like to add there, pal?
Thank you, Raven!
Hey, cheer down there, buddy. Huh?
Yay!
You might want to pace yourself. The parade in Baltimore will be held today. This Super Bowl will be remembered for lots of things, including this.
Down the middle to Vernon Davis. Watch. But look at the safety is anticipated.
Uh-oh. Phil? Phil Sims? Jim Nance? Anybody? It's dark in here. Yes, lots of us still yapping about the power outage with lots of questions still to be answered about what happened and why. Members of the New Orleans City Council will hold an emergency meeting this week to investigate the outage with the Council's Utility Committee to hear from Entergy utility officials. There is one theory that has been tossed around as to the cause of the Superdome blackout. Blame it on her.
Baby, it's you. You're the one I love.
Beyonce.
Superdome.
It's halftime, and some folks are saying her high energy and elaborate halftime show led to the power outage that occurred just a few minutes later. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wanted to address that directly yesterday.
There's no indication at all that this was caused by the halftime show.
No?
Absolutely none. So I know that's been out there to say that Beyonce's halftime show had something to do with it. That is not the case.
If you say so, Raj, but I'll tell you this, you did not sound very convincing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news. That matters.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond tangy tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.